Welcome to episode 24 of Pirate Radio After Dark, the podcast. We got a bunch of updates. If you hear squeaking in the background, Bugle, the beagle, is playing with her favorite little duck toy or whatever that is. So I apologize, but hey, that's the fun of recording at home. So a long, long time ago, it seems like, I guess it was 9 years ago, we started doing pirate sessions. That was back in the day when I was on 90.3 FM WXLV, broadcasting out of Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, which was the station of Lehigh Carbon Community College. And I had started there in radio in 2003. And in 2000, I don't know, probably 7, I would guess, they built this beautiful studio, a really, really beautiful studio, and they started doing audio production down there. So after working out some logistics in 2011, I said, hey, can we start having live bands in the studio? So our station manager was cool enough and said, yeah, that's fine. So we tried it. And the first band I ever reached out to was Tile from the LV here. Hands down, my favorite LV band of all time, local band. They've done a lot since then and put out a bunch of records. But I reached out to Ray from the band, and he was kind enough to say, yeah, we'll give it a try. And it's something that we had never done, they had never done at that point. And oddly enough, they ended up doing three more over the years with this show and the station and my show. And it's one of the coolest things I ever got to do over the years. David Bazan / Pedro the Lion played on the show, which just blows my mind. I don't think anything will ever top that, honestly. I don't think anything ever will. But we had him, we had Slingshot Dakota, we had Hell Beach, we had Digger do their reunion show on there. So many good bands over the years, local and national. We even had a band from France come. So yeah, we ended up doing about 64 of those on the station, and they're all recorded, and they've been sitting in the archives forever. And if you're listening to our radio show, last week I made some changes, some changes to life. I feel like I've been burning myself out way too much the last couple years, and I decided I need to start being my own boss of things with a lot more things in life. And no one by any means in any of the aspects of my life was mistreating me. I was just wearing myself too thin, and that's really what it comes down to. So after talking to Emily, we decided to make some changes. So I'm still on WMUH. I love MUH, but did our last Saturday show, consistent Saturday show, last week, and it felt good. It was episode 52 on WMUH, so we wrapped that up. So now we're just on MUH at random. So when there's people that need fill-ins or people are out, we get first crack. And if I decide to take it, we take it. And I'll be updating on social media as far as when we'll be doing those. So you should definitely follow us on social media. I also took us off Twitter and Reddit, because it's just, Twitter is way too angry and toxic, and it's annoying right now with everything going on in the world. And Reddit is just pure paranoia at some point. So it took us off those. So we're on Instagram and Facebook, even though I think they're both run horribly and by a lunatic, but that's my own personal thing. But they're the easiest to market the show and keep people up to date, in my opinion, unfortunately. But it is what it is. So Facebook, it's Pirate Radio After Dark. You just look that up and like the page. Instagram, it's at Pirate Radio After Dark is the handle. But if you follow those, you'll know when we're doing the radio show. So that's the best way to stay up to date. Maybe I'll make an email chain group at some point. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. But again, it's all about being your own boss now. So anyways, back to the pirate sessions. We did these sessions. They were live in-studio sessions. The bands would do a full set. We'd interview them. It's been an amazing thing to do over the years, and I've had a lot of great bands on. So decided during this time, I am going to, in my free time, edit these, remix them, put them together, and put the archives in the podcast for you to listen to on demand for free. So I talked to Ray today. He gave me the blessing to do it. So we're doing it. So this is episode 24 of the podcast, but pirate session number one, going back to May 13th, 2011. We had no idea what we were doing. Tile had never done this before. Our engineer had never done this before. I had never done this before. JJ, my co-host, had never done this. So I think it turned out pretty damn well for our first one. Over time, we really, really made it quite top-notch. But you're going to get these periodically in order from the start to the finish. And hopefully one day we can do more of them somewhere. So yeah, that's the goal. But this is Pirate Session number one with Tile from May 13th, 2011. And I'm very happy to bring that to you. And I can't thank Tile enough again for all the things they did and help us test out on the show over the years. So at the time, Tim was their drummer. But I want to thank Ray, Mike, Tim, and Mike, their current drummer, for everything they did over the years with the show. So here is Tile on Pirate Radio After Dark. Oh, and I should mention that 90.3 FM is no longer a station anymore. WXLV exists on the iHeartRadio network, which we had been on until last year when we moved over to WMEH, which is 91.7 FM. But I just want to mention that 90.3 FM or 90.3 FM WXLV does not exist anymore, for the record. That closed down, I think, 2013, the FM frequency. Tile actually did our last show on the FM before it got taken off the air by some very weird right-wing extremist Christian station. So yeah, it was kind of fun having them do the very last show, which you'll hear that on here at some point too. Not on this episode, but I think that's like episode 17 or something. I have to go into the archives, but enjoy the show. Thank you very much. Again, follow us on social media at Pirate Radio After Dark on Instagram and Pirate Radio After Dark on Facebook. Like the page. Feel free to subscribe to us. Remember, we're on pretty much everything now, including Spotify. And if you like us, leave a good review. It's much appreciated. Have a great evening and good Labor Day. Be safe.
You guys are ready. We'll be right back. next tune?
This next one is called Blackfish.
If that's not coming across loud enough for you, Radioland, turn it up a little bit, because it sure is loud in here. So you guys can take a little breather. We actually have some questions lined up for you, even from some fans. So to orient our listeners, would you please say your names and what you do in the band?
I am Mike, and I play guitar and do some vocals.
I am Tim.
Timothy. I play the drum and I don't do any vocals.
I'm Raymond Andrew Gers Jr. I play bass and do vocals.
Thank you guys. So for the listeners who aren't familiar with Tile, can we have a little bit of history?
Tile came together, I don't know, 5 years ago, and Ray came up to me and a friend of mine who were doing a project. And he's just like, hey, I want to do something loud. He's like, all right. He's like, I want it to sound like Drugs. I said, sure, that's right up my alley. So kind of got together with Ray, and it started as, you know, just a puddle of filth. And then we kind of worked with that and made it an organized, like, puddle crap. So here we are today, and I don't know, that's pretty much the gist of it, and, you know, real quick.
All right, listeners, this is JJ. I just stepped into the room. My head's not ringing from the sound. That's all good. All right, so when you guys started out, did you have any specific bands that influenced your sound, you know, before you found your own kind of thing?
Some of the ones that I was like really psyched on that I was trying to tell Mike was that band from Florida called Floor. A lot of their early recordings and all their early 7-inches, thanks to Mike Ironton. He's like, you should listen to all this. This is, sounds awful. It sounds like a lot of feedback, and you might be into this. So I always want to do a band that sounded like that. So it's like mostly this Floor, early Nirvana. I mean, anything like even like doomier noise rock stuff too. So like one of my favorite noise rock bands was Air Conditioning from like the Lehigh Valley. And I was like, the intensity of that band was like what I wanted playing our style of music all the time. Because a lot of people are just like, oh, I don't know what they sound like. I never seen them before. But like, that seriously is a band that's so intimidating. And I was like, that's it. That's what I want us to be. So.
Yeah, I think for me anyway, a lot of the stuff I like to think of is a lot of early 90s grunge. I grew up on that stuff, and that kind of transferred into Tile with the whole just garbage sounding garage rock kind of stuff. And I would always think about doing something like that, and here it is.
And Tim's all new to this, so we just recruited Tim like a year ago, so his influences are still like new to us, because he was in like the Gatecrashers, he's in the Ultimate Warriors. He is the best drummer of Piss Jeans, and that's what like we wanted him to bring, like true intensity and a dude who actually comes to work and brings like everything he's got. So that's why we have
and
him here.
And he drives an hour to get to practice every week, which is amazing to find somebody that, number one, actually wants to join this thing for, you know, an hour drive here, which is unreal. And he's been awesome to work with.
The
easy
is really
fun. He loves the drive.
All right, sacrifice is important, I guess. Now, were there any memorable shows that you went to when you were younger that made you think, I want to do this, even more so than just listening to music, but actually seeing someone on stage?
Well, when I went to shows, I never pictured myself playing bass, so that's like really comical. Like, a lot of people don't know, but I had no idea when I was doing, when I said, hey, Mike, let's just do this band. I was like completely clueless. I basically made up my own alphabet on the back of my bass, my first bass. This is on the third one. But I was like, Mike, I wrote all these songs. This is how I do it. And he's just like, how? And I'm like, well, look at my bass. And I just had a whole different alphabet instead of just doing the odd numbers or dots. So I can't really say anything about like, yeah, this is what I thought about playing bass. I actually just thought about singing in bands when I was a kid.
Yeah, I just, the bands that I saw and I kind of wanted to bring over into this was just I remember going to shows when I was younger and just being afraid to be at those shows where you constantly got to be on watch or you're just gonna get punched or slapped or anything like that. And there's been a couple of shows that we played and kids were really going nuts, and that's kind of a good feeling.
All right, guys, we have more questions for you later. So if you guys want to play some more, yeah, go right ahead. Thank you.
Prick of Misery.
Let me give a little mental picture for everyone who's listening right now. We got Mike on the left, and we got Ray on the right, and right in the middle is Tim. And Mike and Ray are just totally intense about this. But Tim, you look so happy playing. It's fantastic to watch. I mean, I've never seen anyone have such a good time up here. But really, really nice set so far. So we have some more interview questions, if that's okay. So obviously, most of your shows don't take place at radio stations. Do you have any particular stories of any crazy shows that have happened in Tile's history?
Our shows usually happen in abandoned buildings, and they're all illegal, and it's always... I wouldn't want to play anywhere else. I mean, we play bigger venues, well... whatever, Johnny Brenda's in Philly, and one or two other ones. But my most memorable shows happened in the strangest of places. We actually got asked to play a pizza shop in Bethlehem, which was ridiculous, and a cafe, the Wildflower Cafe in Bethlehem also. And I thought it was just going to be Jerry Garcia walking around, a lot of people with incense, but It was actually really fun. We had a great turnout, and people were jumping on couches, and it was just a blast for me.
I have to say the one in Philly that just happened like a couple of weeks ago, well, like a month ago or so. We got asked to play someone's townhome, and I was like, all right, we'll play your townhome. Playing outside of Temple, and I have to say, like, I asked, like, a lot of my friends that haven't seen us, because we never play, you know, it's been, like, over a year since we played out, to come to this show. Well, a little bit of booze, a little bit of dope, and people were punching holes in the ceiling, removing doors, throwing up in laundry baskets, girls drinking and throwing bottles at my bass, which was amazing, because, like, my bass broke, but a girl throwing a beer bottle full of beer was pretty awesome. And this kid all while freaking out on his steps because everyone is just destroying his house. So that kind of like brought the life back to the tile like a couple weeks ago, which was pretty awesome. So I don't know. That's like one of my most memorable so far.
Just another day at the office.
Pretty much.
So Ray, this question is for you. You used to front another local band that some of our listeners may be familiar with called Carpenter Ant. Well, you still share some vocals. How did the adjustment come with stepping out of the spotlight a little bit by playing bass now?
It's like refreshing because, I don't know, like we actually, Mike and I can take turns. And I want to do like Carpenter Ant's skate core band, you know, all these years. I want to do something totally different and like out of my safe zone. So like doing this band, like, it makes me really try a lot harder, which is kind of funny. But I don't know, like, it does feel good that, like, Mike is up front, I'm up front, and basically it's like these three people make this machine work. So, I don't know, like, I'm okay with not being number one vocal guy all the time, so.
All right, now, compared to drummers in the past, what would you say that Tim really brings to the table as far as his, I don't want to just say abilities, but his style compared to past drummers.
Compared to past drummers? He brings a drum set every week, an hour drive, and sticks. Working with our last drummer and then recruiting Tim to come and play with us was kind of eye-opening, and picked up exactly where our old drummer left off, and he's not afraid to use the kit, try new things. He also brings a lot of knowledge from playing guitar and bass, so he brings that to the table also, which kind of takes some weight off of my back, so I could just sit back and be like, what do you think this riff should do or something like that. So that's very helpful because my brain doesn't want to work, you know, so hard now.
Heartwarming, thank you.
I try.
We'll make sure we invite Tim to Easter next year. He seems a little upset we didn't invite him this year.
Yeah, we never hang out as a band outside of practice, so I don't know if that's a pro or a con. I'm trying to figure that out.
Right. So, are any of you? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Always good. All right. Now, are any of you guys involved in any other bands too, like side projects or whatever? And do you think that's important to have more than one venue?
Yeah, I mess around with some ex-bandmates, Brad from Piss Jeans. We mess around, and do different stuff. I do think it's important. I really enjoy playing in Tile. It's great, but I don't think if I didn't have something else completely different to play with, like to play. Musically, I don't know. I think it just opens you up a little bit more, especially instead of just same old hat, you know. So Yeah, it is definitely important.
I play sing in Bad American. It's like another local band from the area that we're not even like two, I don't think we're even 2 years old yet, but we have a record already. And I just feel like it does, I don't know, like makes it fun to like do another project, you know, because then like I can just switch gears and be like, that one I can be a total jerk. I mean, I just sing. I don't care about anything. I literally can care less if you like it or not. I'm just going to make you listen. So, and that's like if it's me ripping your shirt, shoving you, spitting, like it's my release. So for me, that's like, I don't know, really refreshing to do something else and then come back to here. And it's a, this chaos is actually a little bit more refined. So I actually have to pay attention to what I'm doing. So.
I play in a. I also play in a classical piano band, and we go on the road on tour, different countries. You know, playing a lot of Billy Joel, cover band, maybe sometime tribute. We'd like to dress up, but you know, it's a different outlet, and I like to have a whole bunch of different genres in my bank. So, you know, keeps everything new and refreshed.
So how many more tracks do you guys have for us? Just so I know.
Five.
Sounds good. You guys can play some more. We'll make it work. So you guys can play whenever you want again.
Yeah. This one's dedicated to the lead vocalist of Acid Wash Jeans, a.k.a. James Holmes. Of 808 St. John Street, also known as Double Decker.
Yeah!
sounds really good in here. Yeah, I made the mistake of standing in front of the amps on that track, so I'm a little deaf now. So more questions for you. What's in store for Tile for the rest of 2011?
We're gonna do, well, supposedly we have this record coming out in a box set from Sweden, so that's supposed to be out any day. That was sent to the press last year. We have Limited Appeal wanted to do another record. Ken Felton is a good friend of mine, so we told him we have new material and that Tim's been working out for us a lot and really cool, and we plan on, like, we already booked a decent amount of shows so far for summer, so without touring. And we're gonna do a record with him and Land O Smiles from down south, as in like Quakertown, Doylestown. Jesse is a really rad dude, so he sings in this band Fistula, and he offered to actually, it's really ironic, but do a live, well, a tape of this show. So that'd probably be dropping faster than anything else that's going on right now. That's mostly what we're like in the schedule.
Very cool. So state of the Lehigh Valley music scene, improving, declining, any bands you want to make note of that people should check out?
As for show spaces, it's kind of dwindling, but there are some spaces out there, which there's one in particular that I really like, but I won't get into that because it's hush hush. I mean, there's definitely a lot of bands out there that are blowing me away. Not just blowing me, but away. The Ding Ding. This band, Horse, is up and coming, and they're two-piece, mathy kind of stuff. They're playing tonight with Soars, another band that I'm friends with, and they are incredible. Other than those two, there's a couple others, but I really want to mention this band that's called Muscle Revolution.
Yes, the Revolution of Muscles.
And they are amazing. It's like, it reminds me of the stuff I was doing in my garage when I was 16, and it's just mind-blowing. It's great, and I don't know if they know how good they are, but they're awesome to me.
And they're one of my favorites, too, because all those dudes skate. So guys who just randomly pick up instruments and play. I mean, Billy, like possibly the single-handedest, funniest drummer ever, actually has gone from like completely horrible to like really decent. And you should look up on YouTube the band Muscle Revolution. Crooks, man. It's one of the best songs. And then, like, you have other bands like Soars, Mike mentioned Horse, it's really rad, and, I don't know, there's a couple that are, like, Slums, there's a couple from Allentown, too, that are coming up and playing, like, St. Bernard's in Bethlehem, and that Hush, that secret place that's, like, in somewhere, Secretsville, that's another spot that they have stuff, so.
Ray, you had an art show the other week, I just wanted to ask how that went.
It went pretty good. I've been working, like, a lot of people don't know that I paint on the side, or like, I mean, Mike knows, and Tim, because I show him these really funny doodles at practice, where I will make something really funny for Mike and be like, yeah, I made this for you, you should keep put this in your house. So, just like, you should take this. So, a lot of the guys at Home Base Skate Shop know from, like, doodles from skateboards. So, I was like, alright, I want to do an art show this year, and the girls at Loose Threads were like, we're having a two-year anniversary. Do you want to do an art show? And I was like, what about the rest of the year? Can I do it then? And they're like, no, it's all canceled. So you have to do it for May for our two-year anniversary. So it's kind of like a challenge because I don't have a lot of time to do stuff. So basically for like a whole month, I think I survived on an hour and a half to 2 hours of sleep a day just so I can like work my two jobs, run Lost Soul, and then after that, then go home and paint till like 1 or 2 in the morning, and then repeat that for a whole month, but it went pretty well. It's going to be up at Loose Threads for the rest of May in Southside Bethlehem, so you should check it out.
So just a question that I had that I ask every band that we come in contact with. Any records you guys have been listening to that you really think are something people should check out? I just always like to know that. Anyone?
Yeah, my friend Tom P. just like a couple of days ago turned me on to True Widow, who have actually been out since like, well, I just found out. I'm not going to talk about them like, oh, like I've been listening to this band so long. No, that like 2008 or so. And they have a couple albums out. And yeah, really, really great. I guess you could call it like shoegaze or kind of doomy, or it's, but it's like a touch poppy too. So they're amazing. Like it's a three piece, drummer plays all like cymbals and a kick, but like no hi hat, and it's really like stripped down and I don't know, like really heavy and deep, but really, really beautiful too. There's a lot of yeah. True Widow, I would check them out. I've been listening to them nonstop the past 3 days on heavy rotation. So, yeah, check it.
For me, it's this L7. If you don't like L7, you're kind of like a loser. Those girls have been playing awesome music forever. And for a whole month, every single day for me to like paint, I would sit, turn my back to the computer, and this put on a YouTube mix and listen to L7. Non-stop. I think one day I listened to that song Drama seriously about 65 times in a row, and I decided that like that was the best song ever written. And like this, I don't care what anyone says, but this the singer does a head shake that will blow minds. It's so minimal, but seriously one of the best things I've ever seen in my entire life. But yeah, L7 for sure. And then like Slices, anything by the Slices is awesome. Dudes from Pittsburgh, really, I mean, they're kind of like on that same garage rock, like rock and roll punk style stuff. So it's like a mix, but that's like been my favorite.
I've been jamming out to the new Strokes album nonstop, actually. Something about it, it's really poppy. It still has their sound from prior records, but I don't know, something about it. I'm just listening to that nonstop. Also, the Queen album, the live album, Live Killers. Something like that. It's amazing. I just want to wreck my house every time I listen to it. And also a lot of Dark Throne.
There's nothing wrong with Dark Throne.
No, that's good. I love it. I wish I would.
Dark Throne. Yeah, Dark Throne.
Dark Throne.
There, that's much better. Don't be embarrassed.
Well, no, I can't curse.
So you guys have 3 more tracks, right?
Yep.
Okay. Why don't you play 2 more tracks and then we'll finish our questions and then you guys can do a little encore song.
No problem.
All right.
All right. This one goes out to my friend who I stole. I stole him from my other friend. I'm a friend stealer and I'm really proud of it.
We'll be right back.
yeah, just two more left. Thanks if you're tuned in and listen to the Radio Pirate.
This one goes out to Jared from that band, Orphan Donor and Secret Cutter. Check them out. Secret Cutter, Secret Cutter. Check it out. Check it out. He's helped us out a lot over the years.
And you know what tonight is, right?
I hope but I get murdered tonight.
Yes. Jason loves Tile.
You are suicidal.
listeners to know.
Yes, the party. All right, there's this party, and you're invited, and so are you. But listen to how great it is. Tile will be playing a party July 23rd in Slate Belt, Slatington. The directions will be on our website, and they want us to tell everyone to go. It's in between two houses. It's going to be outdoors. What? It's going to be hilarious. There's a pool, free food, free booze. There's going to be a wet t-shirt contest. There's a hot air balloon. There's a moon bounce. There's There's ponies to ride on.
Face painting.
There's face painting, but it's only black metal face painting, done by a 4-year-old. So it's gonna look really good. Her name is Lainey.
What else do we know is gonna happen?
Hot air balloon, right?
The hot air balloon ride's gonna be pretty epic. I can't imagine a moon bounce. I mean, a moon bounce is gonna be pretty fun.
I think they're going to have bumper cars.
Yeah, bumper cars in the driveway, but there's going to be cones. So you got to stay inside the cones, or I don't know. But it's my friend Jamie Abraham. I don't care. Everyone has to go. Jamie Abraham's Big Shindig.
You can find him on Facebook.
Yes, July 23rd. We'll have the directions. That's probably one of the most epic parties that's going to go down this summer. And I don't know. We have some other shows lined up, but that's like... That's mark your calendar, star it. Should be really sick.
Also, definitely check us out on tilenoise.com and search for us on Facebook as Tile from Allentown. I don't know. You'll see our dumb faces on the page, picture, or whatever.
You might want to, yeah, contact me on Lost Soul Skateboards, and I'll send you all the links to local skateboard company from Allentown, Pennsylvania. So...
Well, you already touched on the tilenoise.com, so you don't need my plug, but I'll let the pirate, you know, introduce your encore.
So I just want to thank a couple people real quick before I let you guys play your last song. Vince and Eric for doing an awesome job engineering this. Thank you again. Thanks to XLV for allowing us to use the station tonight in the studio. I hope it didn't take away.
Raise the roof.
I hope it didn't take away from any of the students trying to record stuff for the finals or whatever. Going on, I don't know. Henry, thank you for taking photos, and thank you guys, specifically Mike, Tim, and Ray for playing tonight. This was my first, I've been doing radio up here for 7 years. This was my first live band on my show, so I think it went really well. You guys were awesome. So
thank you so much
for having us.
Yeah,
thanks.
Definitely, if you guys could release this, that would be very cool.
Yeah, we'll see. Land O Smiles, Mr. Jesse will be talking. I'd like to thank Josh for coming along too. Josh, good old Josh. He was in Carpenter Ant, and now he was in Fresh Meat, and now he's in this crazy band from Philadelphia called Black Tar. They're all about tar. It's pretty wild. It gets like,
the black kind?
Yeah, the black tar, the one that you step your foot in and it goes everywhere. Yeah, but I'd like to thank him because he came out tonight and I never get to see him, so. Maybe on Taco Tuesdays, you can see us in Southside. We do that next week, but we might do that.
Yeah. Thank you guys again. JJ's Decent Exposure Radio is up next as Kick-Ass Friday rolls on. Pal's going to leave you guys with one more track. Thank you very much again. Yeah, and what's the name of the last track?
I Run the Show.
Right.
Mike Show Business runs the show. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
So there you have it, our pirate session with Tile, my hands down favorite band to ever come out of Lehigh Valley here. They're still quite active. They're on a little break right now because Mike's having a baby. I believe that's public news. If it's not, sorry, Mike and Susie. But yeah, they're a little bit on a break, but they're still very active, minus the baby thing. So they put out an EP last year. Damn, feels like that was forever ago, and it really wasn't. Called Stendel, a really good record. And Mike is now their other Mike is now their drummer. But yeah, just such a good band. So check them out, tilenoise.com. And yeah, pick up their records. They have physical copies, very, very nice vinyl. Ray is an amazing individual that has put so much time, effort, sweat, and love into his products, whether that be his bands or his skate company, Lost Soul Skateboards. So check it out. Up next, we're going to go into the archives on our band, the Bedroom Invaders, as we do in every episode. This one's called Woody Derenberger's Mind. It is off of our record Mystic Star Lodge 73, and that came out, that was our second record to actually come out. We're working on a new one for this Halloween, hopefully. So stay tuned for that. When we have tracks, I'll play them on here. And keep an eye out for more Pirate Sessions and more Pirate Radio After Dark, the podcast, and more Pirate Radio After Dark, the radio show, at our leisure. Have a good evening.
According to her, the alien was called Ingrid Cold.